Brev. That's hello in Armenian.
You're listening to Christian Travelers Network, the podcast and platform where travel stories, community, and scripture combine.
Hey, Christian travelers, I'm so glad that you are tuning in today. We are continuing our series of exploring the many countries and wonders around the world that the Lord has created. Whether it's cultures, landscapes, architecture, etc., we're going to dive a little bit more into it. And today, we're going to be exploring Armenia. But before we dive in officially, I want to encourage you to hit that subscribe button. By hitting that subscribe button, you get to be one of the first people to hear when a new podcast comes out, whether on YouTube or on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we encourage you to do that, not only to get those updates, but to let others know that there's an amazing resource out there sharing some of that insight from around the world. So let's go ahead and visit the wonderful land of Armenia. If you don't know where Armenia is located, well, we're about to find it together. It's located in the Caucasus region above Turkey and Iran. It is a little smaller than the state of Maryland, and it has a number of different biomes. It has semi-desert, steppe, forest, alpine meadows, and high elevation tundra. Temperatures range from about 12 degrees Fahrenheit from December to February and reach about 86 degrees Fahrenheit in June to August, making the favorable time to visit sometime between May and September. The official language of Armenia is Armenian, although many also speak English and Russian. One of the unique things about Armenia is some of its biblical ties. Now, these are semi-disputed, but they still hold some interest and pull when making some of your travel plans. First of all, Armenia is considered one of the first nations to have adopted Christianity in 301 AD, although they believe that St. Thaddeus, one of the 12 disciples of Jesus, came and visited them in the first century. Now, some of the ecumenical councils and other theological decisions that happened after the disciples died around 451 AD, are some of the things that they disagreed with. And from it sprang the Armenian Apostolic Church, which holds some different religious beliefs, but still believes that Jesus is their savior. Now, this doesn't prevent us in any way as Christians from going and visiting, getting to understand their denomination or their interpretation of scripture. And even more so when you get to learn that it has some interesting ties to Noah's Ark and to the Garden of Eden. Again, these are semi-disputed, but in Genesis 8 verse 4, it says that Noah's Ark landed on Mount Ararat. Now that is right along Armenia. So there is indeed a church there that has a museum and claims to have pieces or artifacts from Noah's Ark. See, while you're in Armenia, you might want to go check it out, if not just to learn a little bit more about the history of Noah's Ark. Its other tie is to the Garden of Eden. Now, some believe that the Garden of Eden is based in Iraq, whereas many Armenians believed it was actually in their country. Now, it's all hard to say after the Great Flood and how geography got rearranged, and while it's not really something that matters for our salvation as to exactly where it's at, it still makes it an interesting point and a different tie to the landscape when we think about the wonderful world that God first created versus how it's fallen into sin. Yet, it's still these beautiful landscapes that are some of the many wonders that bring many tourists there. So with that, I have a couple different things I want to share with you in terms of places to stop and visit. The first being Lake Sevan. It is a beautiful freshwater lake, and it's been nicknamed the Blue Pearl because of its blue elegance. You can swim, boat, hang out on the beach, or even visit a monastery. There are so many monasteries in Armenia, and it's just one of the many relaxing places to spend your time. Next, I would recommend Jakart Monastery. It's part of the UNESCO World History. It's a beautiful church and tombs that have been carved into the rock, making it kind of a unique feature from the medieval period. Next, I would recommend visiting Yerevan. It's the capital city of Armenia. Its beautiful architecture dates back to the 8th century, and it's nicknamed the Pink City, likely because of its architecture. While you're there, make sure that you visit the Republic Square. It's just kind of a unique, beautiful area full of wonderful plants and vegetation. Up next is Corverit. It's a monastery with beautiful views of the Ararat Mountains that scripture tells us Noah's Ark landed in. And last but certainly not least, I recommend the Ambered Fortress. It's a beautiful fortress from the Middle Ages, sometimes called a fortress in the clouds because of its unique geographical location, and it protected them from the Romans and Turks and other invaders. Now, if you are looking for an opportunity to connect with other Christian travelers and visit Armenia, I highly recommend you go to christiantravelers.net. There's a unique opportunity waiting there just for you. christiantravelers.net is an online platform helping Christians from around the world connect on their adventures. Travel is filled with so many amazing God moments, and getting to share those with others, whether you're traveling together or just chatting, it helps bring a whole new perspective on travel. I know that travel for many cultures is this whole fear of missing out, wanderlust attitude, get the best Instagram photo. And while I know that we all kind of give into some of that at times, the fact that we view travel from our Creator's perspective, that He calls us to go into the world, means that it has a deeper meaning. And by bringing us together, whether virtually or in person, and getting to celebrate that fact, it gives our travels a deeper meaning. So if you're looking for some community and to connect with other Christian travelers, I encourage you to head to our website, christiantravelers.net. Now, as you explore Armenia, it's important to acknowledge some of its historical, religious, and cultural aspects. Specifically, Armenia, as I mentioned before, has a different denominational belief that sprouted out in about the 5th century. And from that, approximately 92 to 97% of Armenians hold to the Armenian Apostolic Christian faith. There were genocides, World War I, and 70 years of Soviet occupation, though, that virtually wiped out the church. And while in many more recent years they've been returning to the faith, while you're traveling, it's important to recognize that there are people that say they are a Christian without always believing that Jesus is their savior. So if you have the opportunity to ask people about their faith life, I encourage you to be genuinely interested, to ask genuine questions, and try to understand things from their point of view. But I also encourage you to visit a church, attend a worship service, and grow in your own faith at the same time, and understand that the Lord is working in incredible ways in and through you, but also in and through believers in Armenia as well. So by uniting with the community there, you get to grow in your faith as well. This isn't the only unique thing about Armenia. Also, there are some unique cultural practices as well, and so let's dive into those. First of all, it isn't uncommon for friends to handshake or kiss each other on the cheek when they first greet one another, and friends, especially women, might walk hand in hand down the road. This does not mean that they necessarily are LGBTQ or have romantic interests in the same-sex partner, but it does mean that they are good friends and that they share that kind of friendship sort of intimacy. Along the same lines, they don't need a lot of personal space. It isn't uncommon for them to come inside your bubble and talk to you eye to eye and also be very blunt. They will ask you very personal questions, and it isn't considered rude in their culture. That said, they also want you to have an amazing experience in Armenia. So even though you're a tourist, it isn't uncommon for them to invite you into their home to share a meal with you because they want you to take back amazing stories of Armenia to your friends and family at home. Another unique thing about their culture is that many adults may live with their parents until they're married. Where in Western cultures, once we graduate college, we move out and it's kind of the end. Many of them live with their parents until they're married, and some for the rest of their lives, bringing their family and multiple generations into the same home. On the other end of things, newborns will only be introduced to immediate family for about the first 40 days of their life. They keep with the custom, probably based on some medical reasons, but who knows what traditions it really stems from. So they'll keep their family and friends away until 40 days, meaning that the most immediate family is the only one that really gets to spend time with the child up until that point. Now, I've really enjoyed getting to explore Armenia with you. If you're looking for a full itinerary, travel guides, and other resources, head to our website, christiantravelers.net. All members have access to our directory and resource pages that are ever-growing with more ideas of how to travel and reflect God's light wherever your adventures take you. Until next time, safe travels and God bless.